That was the headset set. And I'm joined now by Mackenzie Crook. Hey, man, how you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good to see you.
Lovely to be here.
You're as thick as two short plonks.
Planks.
You're welcome.
Yes.
For those of you listening who don't know, Mackenzie and I, well, we kind of did a few shows in Edinburgh together. So we did 2 years and multiple shows, and I can't quite remember what was what. It was all very confusing because we were very drunk.
We were, yeah, and it all sort of merges into one in my mind as well. I have trouble separating the different shows. We did one called Jacket of Badges, which was a collaboration. First year,
That was the second year, Jacket of Badges.
Yeah.
So the second year was Jacket of Badges, which was me and you. It was you and I was kind of like the sort of little side bit. There was also the Bootleg Beatles.
Yeah, which was our sketch show, which was, well, I mean, the name was genius. I don't know about the sketches.
I think the name was stolen.
From?
Leon Herring.
Is that right?
Yeah.
After all these years, I never knew that. Who stole it?
Well, okay, listen, I did. Well, I didn't. No, this is awful. We're doing this on the radio. I didn't steal it. A friend of mine suggested a gag of the bootleg Beatles with a guy who looks a bit like the guy who looks a bit like John Lennon.
Yeah. Right?
And then I was doing it in my stand-up, and then we did the bootleg Beatles. And then years later, my friend came out and said, oh, you know that was Leon Herring routine.
No, that's not stealing. And I was doing what turned out to be a Harry Hill gag for years.
Wait, really?
Until someone came up afterwards and accused me of stealing it. I went back and researched, and he'd stumbled upon the same gag as I had. Yeah, and that's fine. It's fine. We're fine.
Do you remember what the gag was?
It was Harry Hill's version was a fly having a heart attack just as it went into one of those fly catchers and the electric shock.
Remember that, yeah.
And mine was a much more convoluted and outlandish
yours
thing.
Wasn't yours to do with a car,
yeah,
that had, to secure it, make it secure, the alarm was, it was electrically charged or something?
Something like that, yeah, or I drove it around on nylon carpet to charge it up with static electricity. Oh, and it was, anyway, and then an old guy happens to have a heart attack, whilst walking past, falls against the car, receives the electric shock and goes on his way rejoicing, but...
All right, the bootleg Beatles, it wasn't deliberately stolen. I think it was one of those things that passed around, so apologies, you know, we did that, and that was a sketch show, and that was, kind of an unexpected hit of the Fringe.
Yeah.
There'll be some people that, and we'll get on, you know, I do want to talk about the Detectorists, because I need to know what happens at the end of episode one. I've not seen it. My boys came home as I was watching it, and it can be very, very potty-mouthed. That programme.
Yeah, yeah, it's slightly controversial.
And does it annoy you that I call it The Detectorists?
I noticed you did that, and I was surprised, but I'm not about to start correcting people, because, yeah.
But you're disappointed. I've known you long enough to sense your disappointment in me.
It's funny, I didn't register the disappointment, but something in me died when you said The Detectorists. Yeah.
We'll get on to why you incorrectly entitled it Detectorists, just to confuse me. But, so we met doing stand-up, when I was Ian Rugby, that's my real name, and you were Charlie Cheese.
Yeah, that's my real name.
And I've been thinking a lot about Charlie. I used to love Charlie Cheese. Charlie Cheese was well, you describe him. What was he?
He was an old-fashioned end-of-the-pier style entertainer who told mother-in-law jokes. It's, thinking back on it, it's just the most ridiculously simple of character ideas, and so many other people did it better than me. Lenny Beige and Count Arthur Strong and all of those guys were around at the same time, but I was doing this, yeah, Charlie Cheese, but it did work, otherwise I wouldn't have done it for so long. But when I look back on it now and look at material, it's cringy. Yeah,
well, I don't think some of it was really funny. The we saw each other's act so many times that we ended up knowing each other. Well, you can quote my old stuff better than I can, and vice versa. The Chameleons Against Racism. That was a great routine. And I'm not asking you to do it, but the punchline being, you thought it was Comedians Against Racism, it was Chameleons, you turned bright red with embarrassment, which the Chameleons thought was hilarious.
Yes.
That's a great gag.
But, yeah, when you condense it like that, it's good, but I think I stretched these out to half-hour routines, and that was basically the punchline, Chameleons Against Racism.
Do you remember when Bob Mortimer came in one night?
Absolutely, yeah, that was an exciting night. But,
it was an exciting night.
Yeah, I seem to remember us being Kings of Edinburgh that year. I mean, I know, yeah, we obviously weren't, you know, we didn't win any awards or anything, but in our minds, we ruled the city that year. We had such a great time.
Yeah.
Or was that the year after?
No, that you were the King of Edinburgh, and I was kind of
the knave.
The knave. Mackenzie, it's been nice talking to you.
It's been my pleasure.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave the premises now. Bye.
See ya.
This is the Comedy Club. The Comedy Club. Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now it's time for the Now Show. A friend of mine is in this. I say friend. I haven't spoken to him for about a year. I don't know when does friendship, you know, when is the sell-by date for friendship? Anyway, Mitch Benn is in this, right? I think he's in it. He's usually in it. I've not listened to this episode. Here's the Now Show. The Now Show returns at the same time next week.
This is the Comedy Club.
The Comedy Club.
Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Hello, guys. I'm Ian Lee. I'm the most successful person to come out of Channel 4's The 11 O'Clock Show. After, of course, Ricky Gervais, Sacha Baron Cohen, Mackenzie Crook, Dom Jolly, Jimmy Carr, Daisy Donovan, and the Tea Lady. Coming up next, it's a ripping bumper summer edition of the nostalgic spoof of Boys' Adventure Story Papers with Alistair McGowan. Oh yeah, this is from July 1992. Recognise. More of that the same time next week. My name's Ian Lee. I'm off. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Ta-ta.